Hello and welcome. This is Patty Lennon. And today we're just going to go through a very brief exercise that will connect you to your intuitive voice, the voice of your inner knowing. You might call it your inner guidance or the voice of your higher self. Whatever words you would give the part of you that has a connection to all knowing, that has a connection to God, source, whatever word you give your higher power, that part of you speaks to you on a consistent basis throughout the day. And your connection to that voice generally dictates how easy or how challenging your life can feel from time to time. Being able to connect to this inner voice gives you the power to make decisions without guilt, without worry, without fear, to release shame, because this part of you is the voice of love. It's the voice of understanding that knows that you are safe and that you are loved and you are protected at all times, that there are no true risks in this world, and that the best decisions for you and for your business are the ones that you make from a space of love. So what I'm going to do right now is walk you through a very quick exercise that will help you identify how this voice speaks to you, where in your physical body it speaks from. And once you understand how it's speaking to you and where it speaks from, you'll be able to connect to it at any time and ask it any questions, whether it's about your life, your relationships, what you want for the future, your business, any money issues that come up, any physical issues, health issues. You can connect to this voice at any moment in time, and it will give you the pure and perfect answer for you and you alone. So what I'd like you to do now is to sit in your chair with your feet firmly on the ground, sit straight up, with your head above your shoulders. So if you're slumping and you need to put something underneath your back or your bottom to sit up straight, go ahead and do that. And this will give you the alignment that will make this exercise as powerful as can be. And now what I'd like you to start to do is just notice your breath. Notice coming in, notice it going out. You don't need to motivate it, strengthen it, deepen it. It's perfect just as it is. Connecting to your breath will give you access to this inner guidance, this inner wisdom, this intuitive voice much more quickly and easily. So if in the first step of connecting to this voice, connect to your breath. And now take three deep breaths and let them out. And now I'm going to ask you two questions. And in the answering of those questions, one of those answers is going to come from your inner voice, your inner wisdom, and one is going to come from your logical thinking brain. Now, your logical thinking brain is an important servant to your higher self. What I mean by that is your reasoning brain, the part of you that thinks problems, figures problems out, that is a very important part of your human experience. It does help you take direction or learn a new skill. And all of those aspects of your learning as a human are important to your life mission here. But what happens sometimes is that our logical thinking brain takes over, and we make all of our decisions through our logical thinking brain. This is also the part of us that contains all reptiles. reptile brain, and that's the fight or flight response. That's the part that feels that it's always at risk for not enough food, not enough shelter. It may be harmed. And so it's always making decisions from fear. And so connecting to your inner wisdom versus this logical thinking brain will help you start to make decisions from a place of power, from a place of love, rather than from a place of fear. So I'm going to ask you two questions again. One of them is going to come from your logical thinking brain, the answer. And in the other case, the answer is going to come from your intuitive voice. And in getting those answers, you'll start to understand how you receive information. It's okay to pay attention to your logical thinking brain when you're, let's say, following directions to get you to a new location. But if you're asking questions about the big picture, about whether to take a risk, about what to do next when the answer is not obvious, going to your inner voice is really the voice that you want to connect to. So in order to answer these two questions, I'm just going to prep you and ask you to think about someone that you love. Just think about that person for a moment and then know who they are. And then you can let that go. So now the first question is, I want you to look down at your lap. And the question is, what color are you wearing today? The answer to that question comes from your logical thinking brain. Not something you need your intuitive voice to answer, your inner wisdom to answer. You're wearing a particular color, you can see it, and there is the answer. Most likely when you got that answer, it didn't take you very long, and you heard it as a word in your head or a series of words in your head. And the energy for that answer was up in your head. That's where the answers from your logical thinking brain come from. Here is the second question. Do you love that person? That person that you thought of earlier, do you love them? Now, what likely happened was that the answer first became a feeling sensation in the center of your body, a feeling of yes. And then it later, maybe a moment later, became a word yes in your logical thinking brain. You heard it in your head. But it started out as a feeling sensation in the center of your body. And that's how your inner wisdom, your inner voice, your intuitive voice speaks to you. I'm going to ask you the questions again just so you can pay attention to where the energy for those answers came from and how the answers come to you. Look down at your lap. What color are you wearing? Okay. And do you love that person? That person you were thinking of, do you love them? Excellent. So now you have a general feeling of where this information comes from. And what's fun to do with this tool is to ask, share this recording with another person, and ask them to ask you a few questions. And you can start to play with where the information comes from. What you'll find is that these two questions I just gave you are fairly simple questions. You don't really challenge yourself on the fact that you love the people you love, and you don't challenge your inner wisdom on that, typically. And you typically do not challenge your logical thinking brain when it's coming up with a clear-cut answer that doesn't have an impact on your future. So where those two voices tend to conflict is when you need to take a risk. Let's say you're taking a risk in a new relationship. You don't like making new friends. You're used to being hurt, perhaps, or you've just recently been hurt, and you're a little gun-shy in making new relationships. Then your inner wisdom may be saying yes to a new relationship in your life, but your logical thinking brain, who gives you its answers from fear, is saying don't do it, don't trust them, what if they hurt you? The same thing happens in business. you know the next big, beautiful thing you need to do to grow your business, and your inner wisdom is saying, yes, 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 and yet your logical thinking brain may be saying, ah, no, no, we could lose money, we could lose faith, we could humiliate ourselves, please don't do this. And then it shows you all the reasons why this might go wrong. If you're considering something and your logical thinking brain is feeding you a lot of information on why it might go wrong, it means it is at war with your inner wisdom. And at that point, then, it's really important to start developing practices that allow you to calm down, to really lower your stress levels, and to really tap into that inner wisdom. This might include breathing exercises. It might mean going for a walk. It might mean meditating. It might be some type of physical workout. You know, maybe if you go for a run, you can silence that logical thinking brain. Maybe you're the type of person that if you do gentle yoga, you can silence that logical thinking brain. And the more you can create answers from this inner wisdom, from this inner voice, the easier everything in your life will become, the less fear will take over your life, the less you'll feel. You'll experience guilt, shame, and worry. And who doesn't want more of that? Again, as you use this tool, it will take some practice. And I do encourage you to use it in very mild situations at first. So let's say you're looking for a particular item and you're not sure what store it would be in, go to your inner wisdom and let your inner wisdom dictate where you go. It won't put you at big risk. Most likely your logical thinking brain is going to set you up to go to the place that's closest to you, then the next one, or where it thinks it might be. Ask your inner wisdom and see what it says. And when you're first starting to listen to it, you may need to ask it yes-no questions. But eventually, as you become practiced at listening to it, it will feed you information beyond yes-no. It will give you exact answers, it will give you names, it will give you places. And this is the beginning of developing your intuitive senses. If you already have a strong connection to your intuitive senses, and yet when it comes to taking risks, you seem to override those intuitive voices, that's also a good opportunity for you to start asking it questions in a yes-no environment. So, for instance, back to that same example, if you were looking at finding, I don't know, a potato masher, and you didn't know if at Walmart would have it, your local mom-and-pop store would have it, or maybe Target has it, then you would maybe want to ask your intuitive voice, you know, is it optimal to start with Target? Yes, no. Is it optimal to start with my mom and pop store? Yes, no. Is it optimal to start with Walmart? Yes, no. And then you would just work from there. And then as you gain practice in using this, that will grow and the strength of it will grow. And the more you depend on it and the more you rely on it and take action from your intuitive voice, the stronger it will get. And more powerful it will get within you. It is already all powerful, but within you it will become more powerful. And your logical thinking brain will then become the servant to that inner wisdom, and that will weaken. And so the voice of fear will start to weaken within your life. The most important gift of this is for you to be free and feel excited and alive and be able to pursue the life that you choose and that you want. I hope that this was helpful for you. This is my very favorite tool to work with all my clients because I feel it's such an easy one once you get a basic way to use it that really unlocks all the potentiality in your life. If you have any questions on this, of course, or you want to work with me privately further in developing your inner voice, I would love to do that with you. Feel free to email me at patty@pattylennon.com. That's patty@lennon.com. And I look forward to hearing from you and seeing what comes from using this tool. Thank you.